May 9th. Who's on here?
Joe.
Jerry.
Tony.
Steve.
Mark.
Okay. Better give that pledge of allegiance.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anybody want to add anything to the agenda?
Yeah, there's been brought to my attention a purple loose stripe on Mitchell Lake. At this point, the road is just in gravity. Just want everybody to be aware of it.
What is it? What?
On Mitchell Lake.
What about it?
Purple loose stripe phone.
Oh.
Okay, by the access.
Can we deal with that?
So far, they've been pulling. I've not gotten back to Kenner. I called Kenner earlier today, but he didn't get back to me.
That's been an ongoing problem.
It's been ongoing. And up to this point, the residents have been pulling it. And I want everybody to be aware we do have $52,000 in savings account. And if that moves forward, we'll see where it goes. But just want everybody to be aware of it.
So it's been there for a while?
Yeah, I had it in our.
And I think here's another point. Yeah, but I don't know how many some chemicals we like either. And there's also a beetle we can bring along, but that opens up different invasive species.
Okay. So. Open forum. What's on everybody's mind?
The full house tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it goes from like zero to like.
You want me up there, or can you hear me right here? My name is Al Klein. I live on Peninsula Road. I'm just inquiring about the civil defense siren. Is there anything being done on it? I mean, I see it's disconnected.
Yep.
I mean, it's a time of the year that we could be in dire need of it. What's the status of that?
We're in the process of getting it hooked back up again. It will be hooked up shortly.
Probably by the end of the week.
Pardon?
Hopefully by the end of the week.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
Okay.
Are we moving it, or no?
No, not at this point.
We're going to be putting up two new sirens.
Oh.
We thought it was going to happen quicker than it did.
Okay, great.
Anybody else?
Excuse me, another question. Have we stopped putting in the permits and everything in the
website?
You know, the permit activity list? I see it's only up till December of 22. There is nothing for 23, and we're 5 months into the season, so I see there's a number of buildings going on. I don't know if there's permit schedule, or are we just doing it?
So, Mr. Mayor, if I can respond to that, we do have the permit list included in the council packets each month, and we can update the website, I'm assuming. They're in the packets monthly, but yeah, we can put them on the website as well. Yeah.
And they are on the website in the packet, but we'll post it separate so you can find
it. Yeah, it's not in the permit activity
list.
It's
no, that's oversight on my part. Yeah, oversight on my part.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does that include conditional use permits?
I believe what just posted today did.
That was just for the finishing 2022. And I will put up the 2023 as we've had it in the packet so far. So I will continue to maintain it as we're getting it every month. So 2022 is put up, and then tomorrow I will finish doing the 2023 current up to date.
Okay.
plus the conditional use permits.
I don't think we've ever done that.
Yeah.
If you want, we can do that, or you can request it. We have a list.
I mean, I see a number of...
I see a number of trailers on West Fox, East Fox, on one, on three...
On trailers?
Yep.
Like RVs?
On County Road 1, too. So, if you take...
You're talking RV trailers?
No.
Oh, just...
Is it RV trailers? There's all kinds of
trailers out there.
Okay.
Go behind and everything else.
So you would like council to approve placing a condition?
No, I don't think you need to approve it. It's public info, unless you want to. Or don't want to, that's up to you.
I don't understand the trailers.
Yeah, I don't either.
So there are new trailers, or there are existing?
They're existing.
They've been there a couple of years already.
Okay. Trailers to haul things, or trailers that people live in?
Trailers that people live in.
Okay.
Recreational ones that come up on the weekends and stuff. It's not any different. You have a permit for, what, 5 years or 3 years?
Yeah.
And then you have to do a...
IUP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you maintain a water and sewer regulation for those, too. So
are there some that you have concerns about in particular that you'd like to bring up, or...?
No. I mean, it's just... one of your bylaws. We had to abide by it. We had a period of time. We had to have water and sewer for our trailers. Mm-hmm. These other trailers are been there for... Some have been there more than 5 years.
Does it look like they're inhabited, or are they not?
It's a summer deal. They come in the summertime and spend a weekend there. And that's what we're talking about. I mean,
weekends.
We have an ordinance on that, and they're not apparently not following the ordinance.
Right. Okay, so...
You're missing out on some money.
Okay.
So you don't need a permit for temporary... Yeah, you don't need a permit for temporary placement for up to... I think it's 14 days. If you want it set up long term, you need a permit through the city sewer and water. And you can do that annual permit for 3 years, and then you need a longer term interim use permit.
Do we have a list of these properties or these campers that are doing this that are not paying these?
I haven't received any complaints. I haven't seen any. I've been driving around quite a bit, so if you have some addresses.
It would be great.
Yeah, let me know.
That would be helpful.
I can give you a couple as well.
Because
one you drive by almost every day if you come down one. And it's pretty hard to miss.
So it would be great to have those addresses so we can address
them. I got them in my...
Okay.
All right. With that, we need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Sorry.
We have a motion in a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Your business. Trust. We're going to do this right now. We have to adopt the resolution here for Karen's retirement.
I make the motion to adopt resolution 2023-08, the acknowledgement and certificate of retirement for Karen Stern for 26 years of service.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Could we have her come up and you guys present that to her and get a picture with all of you, quick?
Golden Eagle, who's got that?
Golden Eagle has filled out the necessary paperwork for their renewal of their liquor license. So I just need a motion from council for approval.
Are we still requiring them to do, well, that's for their liquor license?
Yes.
Are we still requiring them to do testing?
Yes. There was a meeting with Golden Eagle and Justin, and I can't remember who else.
I was there. I was there, and Gary was there, yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
quite in depth what they do.
Yeah, I'm meeting with them earlier this
year. Yeah.
Are they going to do any testing this year?
Oh, they do every year.
They
Haven't done
it. He had done some testing, and I also discussed about planting trees and that sort of thing. You know, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're still testing. I don't recall exactly which holes they had tested on, but I think there was two or three.
They did the testing last year. I have the results on my desk. They did, I think it was three fairways, three greens, and three tee boxes. I went out there and rode around with him and watched how he does the testing and the soil borings. We met for about an hour. I was going to touch on this, but I'll just quickly go over it. And we talked about, they submit these test results, but there's no narrative or summary of the results. So we look at them and we just see a bunch of numbers. And so it's good to have that as a baseline, but next year we want a professional to kind of analyze the results and tell us essentially what they say. So we do have the test results. They missed 2020 and 2021, I believe. But
were the test results out of bounds at all?
No, I don't believe.
As far as we could tell, but like Justin said, we got, you know, other than the verbal, you know, talking to the greenskeeper, we got a page with a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a long history. They've done a long history.
Yeah, I think everything
go back and look at.
Yeah, I think everything was pretty flat in the coming across. Yeah. Nothing that's white and dirty.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, back to the topic of ten.
Is there a copy of that motion for the liquor license?
Just need a motion. Just need a motion from you.
Make a motion to accept Cold Eagle's permit for their liquor license.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Planning and zoning.
Jess, is it possible to move the PDF down?
Yes.
See page 29. Yeah. Thank you, Mayor and City Council. The Planning Commission had a regular meeting in April, which they had two public hearings. They're forwarding you two recommendations for your consideration tonight. The first is to approve rezone application RZ-01-23 to rezone approximately 2.7 acres. That's going to be split from a 17.5-acre tract located at 16263 County Road 1. This is the Upper Creek Campground property. The applicant wants to rezone the area in red from water-oriented commercial to shoreline residential.
What's the
age are you on?
29.
I just read that off page 28, but that's page 29 of the packet. And so the applicant is requesting to split that red area from the campground parcel. That area does contain a single-family dwelling, so they want to split that from the campground. And then the campground, the remainder of that acreage, as well as the parcel to the south, located west of the creek, will continue to be zoned water-oriented commercial.
So what is the purpose for that?
The purpose is to split the dwelling.
But why? I mean, I understand what you just said, but
the purpose is to split the dwelling from the campground property.
So this is their personal dwelling, or?
Yeah. I'm not sure the details. The applicant's here, but the request is to split the dwelling from the campground.
They don't want to leave the area, but they want to sell the campground.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Justin, how many feet did they give themselves for a right-of-way there? I tried blowing it up on my phone, too, and I couldn't read that number.
So they haven't applied for the split yet. There's multiple things that need to occur in order for the house to be split from the campground. One, that area has to be rezoned. Two, the ordinance needs to be amended because there's issues with impervious surface coverage, which we'll get to in the next recommendation. And third, they'll need to apply for the meets and bounds subdivision. So they are planning to leave access along the west property line up to County Road 1 to get access to the direct access to the campground.
How wide is that?
How wide is that?
30 feet
wide.
So they won't wait. If these lines are accurate on page 35,
yep.
They will no longer meet the setbacks on their garage or house.
I need to talk to them about this. So if this is rezoned, that setback requirement right here, it's 30 feet because it's water-oriented commercial. If it's rezoned, the setback goes to 10 feet for a side yard setback. So they will meet the setback.
Okay. So they did put it, that dotted line at 30.
Yeah, the surveyor, he did it right because that's what it's currently zoned, but if it is rezoned, that will need to be adjusted to 10 feet.
That's an awful long run there. That's getting onwards of a quarter mile. 30 feet. Why are they getting by with 30 feet?
It's a private driveway. It's not a public road. They're not proposing to make it a public road. It's not maintained by the city. It's a private driveway.
And they don't even maintain it in winter.
It's going to be that way for 20 years?
Is it 30 or 40 inches?
It's actually 40 feet. Is 40 on there? Yeah. So it's going to read or not, even when I try to blow it up.
So they're going to have enough.
Do you want to put it out up there?
They're going to have enough area for to buy a snow.
Okay. Thank you.
40 more.
I mean, they call it now.
From here. And this is currently 30 feet, which is the current setback. You can do it in zone, but that'll go to 10 feet if we rezone this.
Well, the other thing, if I may just interrupt, that there is going to be a lifetime easement granted to the house, you know, that driveway.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, which technically wouldn't really take it away from the house. I mean, as far as snow removal and all that, because I'm assuming whoever buys it isn't going to stay here year-round. We don't typically plow the whole campground. We just plow into our, I mean, I guess we've never had a problem before, but there will be a lifetime easement granted to the house.
So the easement for the
so that the driveway right now will belong to the campground.
So you're talking about up here, down, right?
If you're looking there.
Yeah, County Road 1, house, campground's down here.
Right.
This is the existing driveway,
right.
Private road to access the campground. This parcel here will still be with the campground, so they'll be able to access it directly from the county road. And then the dwelling will also have an easement here. That's not going to be a city requirement because they have 250 feet on County Road 1. If they want to put an easement here, they certainly can. It's not a requirement. But
they'll just take the same road as the campground.
Yeah.
So you said this is a two-part thing. There, with the house and garage, the outbuilding, are they exceeding their impervious surface?
Not on this parcel. So that's the second part of the ordinance amendment. So by taking away this 2.7 acres, they're reducing the size of the campground parcel, increasing their impervious surface coverage.
All because of the roads and
the roads, the pads. They had a very, very detailed survey that shows all the impervious surface coverages, the RV pads, the walking trails, the driveways, the interior roads, everything.
So now you're changing it so they can add more impervious?
That's the proposal, yeah.
Well, then I think they're going to need to have it in order to pass it because of all the trails and whatnot in there.
So trails, you're talking about trails from the campground?
They're just inside the campground.
So not on the property you're proposing?
No.
Or they are?
Sorry.
No. Trails, we're talking about trails.
One conversation, please.
Well, he's asking me a question. Well, they're going to increase the impervious surface. Well, the whole damn thing goes to the river already.
Almost all the water around here goes to the lake.
That's okay. Where are we? Do you have questions, Jill?
Well, I was just, they were talking about pads and such, and so I'm just wondering what pads we're talking about with pads.
So, is there the other survey down below?
Well, you can see it on this one, all the...
Yeah, you can just see it all the...
What am I seeing?
Like here, there's a trail or a path here. They included all of this. It's a very detailed survey. They show all these...
So what are they talking about?
It's not all pull-ups, it's a path.
Right, they're not... Okay, so what does that have to do with their property? The paths that are separate on the campus?
So, this... Yeah, because they're removing that 2.7 acres from the overall campground property, the percentage of impervious surface coverage will go up on the campground property because they're removing land area.
Some of the open space.
So they're increasing it by less than 2%, 1 or 2%. There's only 10% coverage allowed in that zone. I think with the proposal that's on that survey, it's like 12%. So they're not adding any impervious surfaces, but that percentage is going up because they're removing land area.
Planning and zoning approved this?
Planning and zoning is recommending approval, yep. We did run it by the DNR. They have no concerns with the rezone the ordinance change, so...
Maybe address the sign issue?
Yep. So there is one recommended condition of approval. Right now there's two RVs out there. They're gutted, they're not used. They're really used for advertising. And so the Planning Commission is recommending that this be approved with one condition, and that's to remove the red and white RV located near County Road 1 utilized for advertising shall be removed from the subject property. And then the proposed lot line shall be adjusted so that the green RV utilized for advertising is located on the commercial property. You can't have a sign or commercial advertising on a residential lot. It has to be on the same lot, unless it's like a home business, kind of small sign. But you can't have an off-site sign, a sign advertising for a business that's not located on the same property. So they're saying adjust the line so it goes around that RV or make sure that RV is on the commercial lot. The sign is proposed to be on the commercial property. That's why the property line jogs out up by County Road 1.
They're no longer going to be putting air tubes in at the bridge.
They'll retain that. If you look, this cut out.
And that would be like what buys the campground.
How are they going to get there?
They'll come through the bridge. And they'll come through anyway. They'll come down there around.
Say, Justin, you don't foresee any problems with
Sandy, all that. You guys need to talk louder so everybody can hear, please.
I was saying in the past, there used to be a bridge here, and this is all sandy. They've done quite a bit of work through the ditch there to eliminate the sand and try to get grass to grow and everything else and keeping people off of it. And Steve was asking how inner tubers are going to get there. The same way they've been getting there is go up the road, down the ditch, and then back onto the property of the campground.
All right. Make a motion.
I was just going to ask, you don't foresee any problems with the width of this road? I know it's a private road, but in the future, the width of that road become a problem? And I'm assuming that it's very accessible for fire trucks and whatnot also.
To my knowledge, it's not an issue now, and nothing's changing with the road itself.
Yeah, we've been down there. Fire department's been down there. Right?
Okay. But, I mean, it seems rather narrow compared to where we usually want roads, and I realize this is a private thing, but it isn't. I don't know.
It's a good point. 40 feet, so a typical typical easement is
66.
That's a right-of-way. That's an entire roadway. This is, like, for a typical easement, it's usually 33 feet wide, half of a right-of-way width.
Okay.
So this is actually wider than what would be required for an easement, for a typical easement width. I don't know. I don't see any issues, but you probably know the property better than me. Maybe not. I've been out there maybe 3 or 4 times, but not in the winter, I don't think.
Yeah, I
am. It would meet the setbacks. If you change this to shoreline residential, we'll meet the setbacks. Mm-hmm.
Right.
This side, right?
Yep.
I thought that was 20 feet also.
10 feet for all shoreline residential. Yep.
I made a motion we accept the preliminary plat or certificate of survey.
No, so.
Rezoning application.
Rezoning application based on the 9 findings in the staff report and then one condition of approval.
All right, rezoning RZ-01-23 to Michelle Pusky.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All righty.
Okay, the second recommendation is to approve ordinance amendment 02-2023 to increase the maximum impervious surface coverage of the water-oriented commercial zone for tributary rivers from 10% to 15%.
So what page are we talking about?
This is page...
Page 40.
So I gave this speech to the Planning Commission. Basically, when we modify the ordinance, it applies citywide. If you change the setback in one zone, it applies to all the properties in that zone, right? You never modify the ordinance with a particular specific property in mind. For this one, you do, because this is a very specific section of the ordinance. It applies to, first of all, water-oriented commercial properties, which is the pink up on the zoning map behind you. And within that zone, it applies to all properties on tributary rivers. We only have one, two parcels. It's the two campground parcels that are in the water-oriented commercial zone adjacent to a tributary river. So this amendment applies specifically to this property, and the request is to increase the maximum impervious surface coverage from 10% to 15%. I sent this to the DNR, and they do not have provisions other than their 25% coverage shoreline wide, so they would allow this to be amended up to 25%. Didn't have any concerns with that. The correspondence is in the packet. The Planning Commission is recommending that the ordinance be modified to increase from 10% to 15%.
So we say 15%, but you said this would actually raise it to what, 12.5% or 12% or something like that? So why don't we just go with that instead of 15%?
And actually, it matches what's on the natural environment lakes. It makes
sense. But why don't we just approve whatever is going to go up in? Why don't we just approve this? If this is specific to this specific case, why don't we just approve whatever is specific to this? If it's going up from 10% to 12.5% or whatever it is, why don't we just approve that? Instead of 15%, why are we going to... What is the benefit to going to 15%?
I went to 15% because if you look at the other sections of the code, it's always 15, 20, 25, it's increments of 5%.
Gotcha.
If you want to make it 12.5 or whatever, you can.
I think 15 keeps it uniform.
Yeah. So why? Uniform to what? And why
uniform,
how would that
natural
change?
Environment lakes. I mean, like you just said, DNR will allow you to go to 25.
I understand that.
But it's easier when you're trying to think of things on location, on site, you're not...
What would the change... What would
this may come up again. We have more than one room.
Okay. So what's the change from 10 to 15%? What does that mean? What does that mean in terms of what it looks like, what happens there? What does that mean?
There are no proposed improvements at this time. It would be allowed... I don't know the
number. So what would that change? What would that allow them to do that they couldn't do at 10%?
It would allow them to split the property. Because right now, so you now have rezoned...
But they could split the property at 12.5,
they,
right?
They can't because... You'd be over the 10%, and I would not recommend that. You can't create a non-conforming
but
lot.
15 is above 10.
Right. So, by removing that 2.5 acres, mm-hmm. that's automatically increasing the. They're not adding any impervious.
I understand.
By removing that, increases it. So we cannot approve a split of. The house property until either the ordinance is changed to allow more coverage because they're not going to be over and we can't approve it if it's over the impervious allowance.
Okay, so it's going to go to 12.5 or 12% or whatever, mm-hmm. and that would allow it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? That's my question, is like, if we even approve that, that would allow it, correct?
Yes.
So why go up to 15%? Like, what would be the difference? What could happen there? What could be done there?
They could put in potentially a couple more roads, maybe.
Oh.
But it's maybe you're talking a couple thousand. It's a fairly large property, so it might be more than that. But okay. Maybe a couple percent more impervious surface coverage on that property. There's another portion of this that we're waiting on, and that's the overall density calculations. So this whole thing depends on whether or not they're allowed X number of campers on that specific size of property. So the surveyor, I think, is preparing the density calculations. So in the shoreline rules, you're allowed a certain number of units based on your property size, dwelling units. So we're waiting on that calculation. But this is referring just to the impervious.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there's only so many, regardless of the impervious surface, yep, there's still only so many campsites allowed there.
Correct. You can't put 1,000 campers in there. There's a table and there's formulas.
Is that at or near its maximum now, do you believe?
I think they're under. I did just kind of a napkin math, and I think they're, I don't know, maybe 20 units under, but I want that confirmed by a surveyor.
Okay.
Before we approve it. Yeah. There's different.
So with the 12.5 to 15%, that difference have something to do with how many more campers they could add on there?
No. That's a good point, but no, it wouldn't. That would depend on
how many roads you could put in to put those in.
Yeah, so they break the shoreline into tiers. There's tier 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then within each of those tiers, you're allowed X number of dwelling units, and each of these campers is a dwelling unit. But I can, if you want to come in, I can show you the formula. It's kind of interesting how they calculate it. But there is a limit based on DNR rules to the number of campers allowed in campgrounds adjacent to rivers and lakes.
What would be the benefit or the negative to adding more campers? Like, what would happen to the septic, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the overall, you're increasing the density, there's more activity, there's more people using the water bodies. definitely has an impact on septic. The septics are designed based on capacity, so that's the number of units. So they're not proposing to increase, I'm not even sure that they can.
But right, but the next owner might.
Potentially, yeah.
So would the next owner ask us?
They're not proposing at this point in time.
No.
But if the survey comes back and says that they can have 20 more units, you're going to give it to them, aren't you?
I'm not going to. I'll accept the application and present it to the Planning Commission and make a recommendation, but it'll depend on if it meets your ordinance or not.
What do you want to do?
I don't care. I was just trying to understand what was happening.
Well, you need a motion.
Make a motion that we pass ordinance rezone application RZ-1-23.
That was the last one you did?
What's this?
This one is ordinance number 0223.
Oh, this one, they're both on the same page. Okay, 02-2023.
Thank you.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion about this?
Okay, thanks. And since that's a very, very short amendment, instead of doing the amendment summary, I'm just going to publish the amendment itself, what has been changed. So you'll need to adopt a separate summary publication. Other than that, just wanted to give you a quick update on the cell tower. So I did meet with virtually Horvath Consulting along with Bob Stancer on Friday. They're scheduled to begin construction on July 1st. Of this year, and they're putting together their final documents for the bond. The city required a bond for site restoration. We discussed the warning siren, and they will offer a $0 lease, a no-cost lease to the city at, I think it was 50 or 55 feet on the tower. We need to work on getting, they're going to get power to the site, and then the city will have to set up your own account with the power company to establish that account and then get it connected. Bob Stancer is working with a firm to design and construct specialized brackets. Apparently, the brackets are very specialized for this type of equipment. It has to hang off the side of the tower, and it's not something you can just find. They need to be fabricated, apparently, for the specific siren. So we sent the specs to the manufacturer or the salesperson for that. I think that's it. We're going to work potentially with the tower contractor.
So did we pay for those specialized brackets, or do you think?
The city would. You have applied for that Sourcewell grant. I think that is decided on in May. But that would be a cost to the city, but it would be included in that grant if you get that.
Yeah, it's our assignment that's going on.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
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 Okay, other than that, I have the permit list in the packets. Things are picking up a lot. I was up here yesterday, and it's very, very good. We've got a lot of permits coming in, so I'm busy.
You did only list the five.
Yeah.
Right. How many do we have going on currently?
I think five yesterday, so there's at least 10-ish, and then there's a couple pending as well. Yeah, it was a slow start to the year with the snow, but it's picked up quite a bit in the last week.
What percentage of these permits do you go out and verify?
95%. Oh, verify or do a site visit?
At the end.
Maybe half. I visit every single property when I receive an application. I made a point to do that. So. In terms of follow-up inspections, if something is close, say it's close to a side yard setback, before they pour a foundation, I go up there and verify that the forms are at least 10 feet from the property line. If someone's building something in the middle of a 40-acre parcel, I don't go out and verify. Or even if it's, say, 20 feet, 30 feet from a property line. If that's something you'd like me to do, I can do that. I probably need to come up another day.
I think you understand what you need to do. If it's close, you're going to go look. If it's not, why bother?
Yeah, if you're going
30 feet from the property
line or whatever, yeah.
It's whatever you want.
So you know, they get a permit for something and then they build something else. How do you know that?
Like, do you have an example?
No. Let's say they get a permit for one thing and they build something else.
Sometimes the assessor will catch it. I'd say more than half the time I'll get, hey, we send all the permits over to the county. They enter them into their assessment software. The assessor goes out and looks at what was built, looks at the permit.
How often does the assessor go out there?
Every year.
To every one of those properties?
Yep, for the new permits. Otherwise, if you don't get a permit, it's every, I think, 3 years or 5 years. They're required to by state law.
Because I know that Mitchell Lake had a bunch of things that were done on the lakeshore that I don't know if anybody had property that had
they,
permits for that.
Okay, they don't, I believe, check shoreline projects.
Okay, well, there were several of them going on last year, and I was wondering if anybody had permits for that.
I think we should check every shoreline.
And I can guarantee that they have people on the lake watching them, so.
Can you guys give me a boat?
That would be great.
Honestly, because I get these reports and we're like, someone's working on this, someone's working. Okay, where is it? Well, it's over on the lake. Okay.
You can come through a yard to inspect. It would be nice for you to be able to.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be great. Just maybe consider that.
One city I know, okay, this is honestly, I think it was East Gull Lake did this. They hired someone to go around in a pontoon and film the shoreline. And they geo-referenced every single lot, so they had a kind of a baseline for what the shoreline looked like, and they can compare that when they get complaints or reports and go back to the video, see what was there.
Well, I know it was there because they had them listed for sale, and nothing was done in the shoreline, and then all of a sudden there are beautiful grass lawns on the shoreline, and you could hear the machines going all day, taking out the trees and.
Did you check the permits?
No, because I wasn't on the city council at the time. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee that they were happening. Had I known, I would have taken a video.
Are we done with planning and zoning?
That's all the fun I had for tonight.
We just saw there's an agency bigger list.
A what?
Bigger list on the website, if we could get one also.
A bigger?
For what's going on for 2023, any permits that are open?
Yes.
That is to date.
That is to date.
There's just some pending.
There was just nothing going on since the last 2 weeks.
I think really.
Absolutely. Nothing was going on.
I mean, Harbor Cedar, where we only had 6 permits?
Yeah.
5 permits?
I mean, I just started coming up twice a week, 2 weeks ago, last week. I mean, I was coming up for a couple hours a week. There was nothing going on.
Okay. It just seems like that. This isn't the norm.
I think it was a snow. Yeah.
Justin was worried he was going to lose his job because there was nothing going on here at all.
Is it the snow? Is it the economy? Is it me? What is it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then the floodgates opened up.
So your next report will be a lot larger.
Yeah.
So the prior we got last year's on there, I think, or something. It seemed like he was a lot busier.
All right.
Let's
move on.
Thank you. I'm going to grab a survey from you. That's all right?
Yeah. All right, parks.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Congratulations on your last name.
So what you get? I didn't know we were even getting all these, so I will be through here.
Okay. Okay, we've got a couple of quotes here. We'll start out with the block. That's going to be $44.95. Do you want...
Because you already did a motion on it, but I do see fixture allowance. There's an additional. 1321.
What's that for?
The fixtures.
When was that added?
That was back when he gave us the bid on 6/21/22.
Then we better have a motion on it.
Accept the difference in payment for the plumber for the plumbing heater.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, ESG. Now that's just for the piping, right?
It's just the pipe.
Yeah. I'd like to set this aside until we get settled.
We've got five.
Yeah, all right. All right, we need a motion to pay that DSG.
There's two sides to this.
Yeah, there's two different parts. Part of it's the main drain, the large pipe on the page 101. Page 49 is a large wall pipe to bring it to structure and put them in the concrete structure. It's across from there all the way out to the water park. What they call the water park.
Rain garden. Pond.
Or the rain garden.
Yeah.
What's the second part for? Is the 4-inch plumbing for the for the plumbing for the
wastewater plumbing
to be
going
tapped into the.
Okay, so make sure that okay.
We need to break
that. I'll make a motion to pay DSG for the piping and the pavilion for a total of $2,581.46.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I believe I'm staying.
You don't have to, you're not. No. You're not benefiting for any of the costs.
Mine doesn't get voiced, that's what it is.
Can I ask who seconded
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Who made the second?
Who seconded that?
I didn't hear a second.
I'll second.
Thank you.
We have two bids. Yeah, for painting.
Sounds like the slide shaft for painting is a lot more in depth.
Yeah. Why don't Gary explain?
Well, I talked to my painter, and that's the high quote. And what she recommends is stripping all of the varnish off of the existing ceiling on this pavilion right here, and then using an oil-based product to reseal it. Right now what's happening is we're getting moisture and whatnot getting between the existing varnish and the wood, and it's graying out. And to this other quote is to pressure wash and redo it with a varnish. And my opinion is I don't think varnish would work all that well. I think we're going to have the same deal going on within a very short period of time. I feel that an oil-based product would last much longer, much better. It actually penetrates the wood rather than covering it over. And this bid that she had given me for my Tasca painting, that's to strip all the existing, actually sanding it off. Mm-hmm. And putting an oil this oil product over it.
It kind of seems like if we went with the Fox Glen painting, that we might be looking at this again in a few years.
I truly
believe. Well, can we ask them for a quote on the same thing?
I believe we did.
We asked Fox Glen and they wouldn't give us one, or what?
No.
We asked them to bid the job, and that's the way that they bid the job.
But if we asked Fox Glen to bid it in the way that you would prefer.
An email did go out to them.
I'm just saying it's $4,000. That's over $4,000.
Right, but Karen did send an email to them asking them to do that, and we got no response.
We got no response. That was about a week.
And the thing is with an oil-based product, we should never have this issue again. If it needs to be updated, all we've got to do is use that same product over it. We don't have to try to sand it off or anything. When if it starts to fade, you just put more of this product over it. I think in the long run, it'll be a better way to go, my opinion. I think this other one is just a kind of a band-aid where we're going to have the same issue in the very near future.
Because it was varnish I was putting the first time.
So it should have been a while. But hindsight's 20/20, and that's just the way it is. So I'm thinking that we should do it correctly now.
There's 57,000 in that budget.
I don't know who's paying for that. We gotta figure out who's paying for that. On this though, I would like to go with not to exceed.
I spoke with her today, and I did double check with her today about her price here, and she's very confident with that. she had met me here, and again, I said, I reconfirmed it with her this morning. I spoke with her, and I said, are you sure this is going to work for you? And she said, yeah.
If you're comfortable with it, I don't know the product, and I don't know how many applications are going to be put on.
If you'd like, we could, if we have questions, we can ask her that.
How long will people have to stay away? If she pushes this out, you know, oil usually stinks pretty bad. If the delay stay coming out in about 6 weeks.
Unless
she was able to do it right away, we probably wouldn't want to do it until after.
The only comment I got on time frame is she'd like to do it on rain days. I didn't get an absolute drop dead date, nor did I give her one. And if you'd like that, we can do that. And see if she still accepts the job.
So you want to approve tonight or not?
Well, if we don't, it's going to go out another month, and that sets us back further, you know.
Let's approve tonight, and then you and I can have a word with her. Or you can have a
sure.
word with her. And, you know. If there's an issue, yeah, we really need that done and ready to go before 50 next days.
Yeah, I know.
We better do it tonight then.
Yeah.
Better give her some time.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion. We have a task of painting company redo the underside of the pavilion not to exceed $6,440.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Could I ask them where that's coming out of?
Oh, yeah.
Is it? And they got...
Parks? No, you were talking about...
There's $89,000 in there. That's 50 for
buying.
Who generally pays?
We just spent $13,347.
That's what I was trying to figure out. What was the number you came up with? 15?
Yeah.
Who generally pays for making a final bill?
I think that the...
It's a city-owned thing. I think the city should pay for it. Yeah. The city owns it.
I would recommend split half at the bar and half with the city.
Why? Why with the bar?
It's all about the bar.
Well, but people... I've seen her use it.
We use it for 50 Lakes days. People reserve it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they reserve it. I mean, they can reserve it through the bar, but that's not...
No, they reserve it through the city.
Okay, great. Well, then I think the city should pay.
I think the city should pay for it. I think the bar should
pay for it. Make the motion.
I'll make the motion that the money for redoing the ceiling and the pavilion comes from the general fund.
Second.
We have a motion, second.
The general fund or parks?
General fund. Yeah, all those in favor.
One thing I guess I would suggest when you're talking about pavilion, now that we have two pavilions, we should have a name for each pavilion, because in the future when people start looking at the minutes, you're not going to know what's going on.
Very good.
So if you want to call that the City Hall Liquor Pavilion and the other one Park, I think that would be much better and clearer. Does that make sense to you?
No, yeah. You want to call Park Pavilion.
The city pavilion.
It always has been both of us.
But they didn't want
but
to.
But I totally understand.
You do the skin.
Okay. You know.
Oh.
And this one I should believe it. Is everybody familiar? This revisits Al's comment earlier for the Timber Ridge. Electric to
we need to
put that up. So this will come out of the city budget for $3,367.90 to rehook up the.
Yeah, he should be doing that already.
He is, well, yeah.
Yeah, generator anyway. Go with it.
Well, if there's a generator tomorrow, hook it up. Make sure it works on 3 days. And if it does, by the end of the week, they'll have it hooked up.
We need a motion.
I just made a motion to.
So
I'll second.
We have a motion second hand for the favor.
Aye.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, now. Gary and I were talking about this the other day. I think we should get a surveyor out here and have him check those two lines and let him stake the just hire him to do it if we have to set the Anderson back a week. That's what we're doing.
I think it's just the proper way to do it. Make sure we're within setbacks.
Can I interject though? Justin and Chad went over there yesterday and measured, and Justin does not feel that a survey is required to do this.
I do not survey. Let's go.
I'll make a motion to have that survey for the client and have him set where he needs to be.
And I want the building permit completely written out and signed. Okay. Same thing.
You're in the middle of a motion?
Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I have a motion. We have get the surveyor out there.
Okay, second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
We're going to go out and hire somebody to put in a lot of plumbing. Nothing to do with anyone. Right?
It's just, it's difficult to get volunteer help. And, it, you know, this is a city project, and you get it all mapped properly. And I think that's a good way to go.
All right, if that's what you want to do. You've got the materials there.
Yeah. It's the way to do it.
I'll see if I can't find it. And nothing on what I was going to do other than buy a pipe and do the work. The material, was it find somebody to put them in? I don't know what the time frame would be.
But yeah, that's not an issue.
I don't think we'll have the block work and plumbing working by 50 Lakes days anyway, or it could happen.
Yeah, the block will be in the next, I think in the next 2 days.
Okay.
And go, we'll go. We're going to go as far as we can.
I'll throw it up there and see what happens.
Yeah, and I don't know. By rights, we should have the top of that containment basin shot in, so we don't have any issue with that either.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's that ground out there, when you and I laid it out, that was about shooting, that was the lowest point.
Yeah, we know that, but we're not going to take any liability for it anymore.
Okay.
It ain't worth it. We'll get the engineer in, shoot in the elevations.
Somebody want to have them do that at the same time they're shooting in the paintball course corners in? It's all going to be the same survey company, I believe.
No, we don't have to have that survey. We have to have an engineer do the elevations. We were going to do the elevations ourselves, but not anymore.
All right. Yeah, source won't come out and do it better.
We'd actually have our city engineer.
City engineer. Then come out and shoot it in, and then somebody can put it in from there.
Right.
So do you want me to get a quote from the city engineer to do this?
Yeah, see if we can find more than one. It's hard. It's almost impossible. But...
And would someone be willing then to meet with him to explain this?
I'll meet with him. Tell you what day.
You must have to chat on email.
City engineer, you don't have to get more than one call. The city engineer would do it.
That's true. So that isn't just contracted through Sourcewell, is it not?
No. It's contracted through...
drone?
Yeah.
But don't you want to know how much it's going to cost before you take this leap?
I would.
Well, the thing is, it releases that whoever does it may liability as long as they find...
Yeah. It's a very easy job.
No, it's a piece of
paper.
Yeah. But we're not going to do it ourselves anymore, so...
So what if they gave a bid and they didn't like the bid, and they have to get another engineer to come in and do a bid, and we have a city engineer for this reason, do we not?
What do we do? Mm-hmm. Just go with them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we'll call the engineer, have him come out, tell him what we want. If you meet with him?
If I can, I'll...
I will, or you will. Okay. One of the two of us. And then we'll get that done. And we'll let Blue Water Wells run the water. And then you can decide on your own. We'll pay you to do the septic if you want.
Well, shouldn't be, it'd just be a matter of hooking up the sewer.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't take that long.
Right.
So, okay.
All right, that takes care of all of that stuff. You have any questions?
Not yet.
Okay, Jill, you're up.
You want to recover it? Or, that was what we do with the siren.
Yeah.
We just kind of jumped it out of order because it was the
Yeah,
we didn't have.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Did you want a report from Jesse?
Sure.
I don't know. This is
calls and one player call.
Two player calls.
What was in this one?
Oh, I see.
Thank you. where are we? Road construction. What do you want to do with that? What do you want to do with that 15 grand?
The 15,000 will just roll it into the road fund. Because that's what it's kind of designated for, is because they beat up our roads all winter and there are heavy trucks going in and out, and we generally always put that into the road fund.
All right.
So I'll just
make a motion.
That we need the tax timber sale money is of $15,458.01 to be put into the road fund.
We have a motion. Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Right.
We need a motion to accept Gary's resignation.
I make a motion to accept Gary McGrath's resignation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I do have a short synopsis of what Chad's been up to. I've been trying to get him. But Diane does emails us something every month. I'm going to get Chad to start looking at 9 of year, at least write something up. So this spring we've been doing a lot of tree cleanup due to the winter storms. We also assisted Crowley Power in taking down some trees on Peninsula Road. The wood chipper are working very well. I just started grading roads this week. We'd like to get them done so we can get dust cars down before Memorial Day. Roads are a source of pride for me. It was nice when Eldon, the former maintenance supervisor, made a special point to stop in and tell me how the roads in 50 Lakes look better than they ever have. So, that was from Chad.
And I like that he's working on dust guard before Memorial Day.
Well, last year was weird. Every year is different.
I know,
last year,
I know.
Nothing we got done until the end of June.
I know, it was later.
Yeah.
Now he's great. So,
hopefully we can get that done. That's how I love that.
All right.
So did you guys get your new P&L?
Yeah.
Get from the one that was before?
They didn't see the first one.
They didn't see the first one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't find in my package. It was in my email.
We were having point of sale system problems and me learning.
Yeah.
It just took a little longer.
The first one I got was we had lost over $8,000. I laid awake last night a little bit, but the new one that you guys got is a lot better. So, probably mistaken, we're all good. Gross profit is at 53.7%, so I always feel anytime it's 50 or above, I'm doing something good. So, I tried to keep my spending down this month, or last month, and inventory is down from last year. Last year we lost over 7,000 in April. This year it was only, if you don't count the ATM money, we only lost roughly $1,900. So I think that was a huge improvement over last year. Our on sale was down some receipts. Off sale was really down, but I'm hoping to do a little bit of marketing for Gary and I were discussing that. So does anybody have any questions on the P&L? No? Okay. Tony and I went to the MNBA conference, learned a lot, made some connections, networked a lot. I was kind of, I think I did in my email that I found this app that's called City Hive, and it's going to help market our off-sale better. It'll put it out on the web so they maintain it. It's going to be $50 a month, and they pretty much basically take care of everything. And it updates every, like, 30 minutes. So people can call in and say, hey, I want an order, and they can come in and pick it up, and it'll be ready for them.
Yeah, I like too though, so you're new in town or you like something that's kind of a specialty thing, not everybody carries it. You can go on this site and say store near me and then put in the product that you're looking for and you can know exactly which store
carries it.
Is going to have it. I think right now we're going to be the only ones up in this area that has this Hive thing. But
does it allow them to request us to carry it if they don't?
Yes.
Yeah. So that you know if something's being requested multiple times.
Yeah. And as we go, I'll learn more about it too. So I just think it's a really good marketing tool for us up here. And yeah, like she said, they can put it in and our store will pop up and yeah, so it'll be good. Hopefully we'll get some return out of it. Comedy night is tomorrow night, 7 to 9. So if you guys aren't doing anything, come and watch him. I enjoyed him last time. I have Kevin Wright on Friday, I believe it is, this week. And then we are trying karaoke on the 19th. We'll see how that goes. So if anybody wants to come and sing, come on down. You don't want to listen to me, especially. So, one other thing I did have is our ice machine is down. SCR has been here. Chad called them. There was a short and it did something to the motherboard or the panel thing. So they're looking for parts and they're going to fix it. So,
how old is that ice machine? Didn't we just replace that with that refrigerator?
That was the cooler. Freezer, yeah. And the cooler.
I think that ice machine was you and I repaired that old one that one time. Somebody told us we couldn't do it. You and I did it. We repaired it, but didn't we? This one was bought shortly after that. Because it didn't last for a while. We brought the old one from the old bar. So yeah. This one's quite old.
Yeah. So it might be time to look at a new one. They're quite expensive, but hopefully this won't be.
Well, wasn't there a trick or something that maybe Alden found or maybe Bill, that you had to clean it or have to defrost it or something every week? Or?
It has to be cleaned every month. Otherwise, it gets really bad. And Chad does that for us it's before every council meeting. He's been cleaning it. So it was just this wire that was touching it. And Bill said that he thought it had done something to the panel in there, all the whatever, motherboard, he called it. But that's pretty much all I got for you on the staff report. I did find a cleaner, so I would like to hire her. It's Erin Waterbury at $20 an hour. She's going to work 3 to 4 hours every 3-4 days a week. So if you guys would approve hiring her, that would be great.
Do you need a motion for that?
Okay. Make a motion. Motion we hire Erin Waterbury for $20 an hour.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That's all I have for you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving on.
This is not on the agenda, but I see it's up there. What do you want to do?
What's next?
Oh, it is next. What? Yeah.
This is basically so Ann can sign off. You want this one signed?
I actually have one that's not hole punched here that I've signed.
Okay, we need a motion. We need a motion on this.
I make a motion we pass a resolution 2023-07, signing power.
Yep.
Signatory.
I'm on it.
I'll second.
It
doesn't matter.
No, it's not.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on this?
Aye.
Okay. Why don't you update the Zoom meeting thing if we're going to have that or not?
You said, made a motion, I think, a year ago that you would give it a year to see how many people zoomed in for the meetings. We've had none. So we didn't even pull it up tonight in hopes that...
that didn't change?
Yeah. And if someone does call City Hall and say, can I zoom in? Absolutely. Yeah. We'll get it up and running.
Are we paying an extra anything for that?
I think it was about $100 a year, but I'd have to check to see when that is due. It's got to be close.
Is it kind of a pain to get it up and running every time?
It's not, but our equipment just doesn't...
I know the equipment. Yeah, we need to work on that.
Yeah.
It stinks. If you're the person zooming in, you can see everybody, but the speech is so garbled and it's hard to hear.
Yeah. Self-council is okay with canceling the zooming for now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What?
Canceling the zooming.
Nobody ever showed up all winter long there, live stream. So why spend $30 to do that? The way to use it.
Well, if you want to
take them off half a year.
Anne will call Anne and she will make sure that I can zoom in for the meeting. She said if anybody wants to, they could just call her and she'll make sure that they can zoom in.
Okay. Can we get a motion?
I don't really need one. We're just going to cancel.
I don't need a motion.
Okay, we're done with Zoom meetings. Okay, the AIS inspector, that's the same as last year, right?
But we only got one of them. I talked to Bob this afternoon. He said only one person was signed up.
We actually had two people, total of three. Pat O'Connor is returning, and we had two new ones who have since pulled their applications. So we have one person. And what I need is a motion to pay him $19 an hour. He was at $18.50, but they are recommending he go to $19 an hour.
And which one was that? Was that?
Pat O'Connor. He's not on there.
He's the only one?
Yes.
So they'll all be at $19 an hour.
Can't we go with the prior resolution in case they do get a second one?
Well, we'd have to hire them anyway, just like bartenders.
Yeah, they're a city employee.
Well, I thought those guys hired them.
No.
No, they just go find them.
All right, make the motion.
I'll make the motion that we pay our AIS inspectors $19 an hour.
Just Pete O'Connor.
Pete O'Connor.
Yeah, Pete. Patrick.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh boy.
Health insurance.
Yeah. We were looking at this last week. Currently, we went out and got a second bid. Well, that didn't work out. So, but we've had, 20% increase last year and 18 this year? Is that correct?
I don't remember what last year was. Fairly close. I don't remember that or not.
So we were looking at this. We are currently on, we are currently on the Advantage plan.
For the all Advantage plan.
For what?
So it's Advantage High Option, Advantage Value.
They're on the High Advantage plan.
Right.
You're on the blue sheet?
Yeah.
Page 57.
Okay. So,
60%.
We have to decide if we want to continue with this Advantage plan or if we want to go to the Value plan. This is costing us amount of money.
It is a lot of money. Just the total of the past year that we went out in July, just the past year for three employees, the total, not counting the shares, but just the total was 82,000, or is that the city's? 22, so make sure you got the right one. Yeah, the total was $82,443.96.
That's huge.
That's huge.
Yes, it is.
And 80% for...
It's 80-20 split.
80-20 split.
The question is do you want to stay at the 80-20%? Yes.
Okay, so, but now there's only going to be two of us on there this year, right? So that's a huge savings not having a third person on there. I mean...
Yes, but it's still huge.
Oh, I understand that, but you guys kept it the same last year when it went up 20%. Why are we being punished as long-term employees and it's only 18%, and I don't want to say just 18, but it's less than the year before. So why would we...
Year after year, it gets to be an awful lot.
Right, well, but everything goes up right now.
Everything goes up, yeah. I understand that, but... Yeah. It's just going to be two of us. Why would we be punished for that? We've been here for over 20 years.
And everything's going up right now.
And our portion is going up too.
Right.
Regardless of which way we go, your portion is going up. Yes, and the same portion is going up.
And neither one of us are getting younger. You know? Sorry,
I'm just kidding.
You know, I just feel like I would like to see it stay the same, 80-20, and we stay at the high.
I would agree with that, only because everything's going up right now, and I think punishing people that have been around just because it's not their fault that it's going up, and we know that things are going up right now, and we are now actually at a third lower because there's only two people on it.
Karen, we did budget this to go up 15%, did we not? You recall?
Could be,
year,
but I'm not sure.
Months ago.
I'd have to look at the budget.
Well, I ran some numbers too, and with the three employees with the 82,000, if we went with the high with the two employees, and this is the employees split, this is a total, the city would save, from what they're doing now, on the high, the city would save $49,985. If they went on value, they'd save $53,414. it's only like $4,500 difference for what is
considering how much money we just dolled on for all sorts of stuff over there. I think that's a minor amount.
So now, are we going to do this and then in another matter of months give them another pay raise?
I think if that's deemed, yes, because I think if we're willing to put this kind of money out here, we should invest in our employees, especially ones that have been here 20-some years. I think it's, I mean, you don't find a lot of places that have employees that have stuck around that long. I think it's important to invest in our employees if they've invested in us. I think it's important.
And even if they stay at the high, if we stayed at the high, their increase of for a year is going to be $989, just the employees. And then the value would only be $309.
But it's not that much difference considering how much money we just dolled on for some other things.
It's not apples to apples.
I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying if we're throwing money this way and that way, I think employees are an important place to put it. I think they're worth it. They would keep us going. We're making money from the bar. I think that's an important thing to notice and understand that. We have people that keep this place running. It's important to recognize that.
Gary?
I guess I was, you know, pretty much at the value option is how I've really kind of come into this evening. And, you know, what Jill has just said does make a lot of sense. Yeah, I don't know. And
I think
it seems like it's a $4,500 difference. I don't know. Just, boy, that's, you know, it's just so much.
You realize what do you say, Mark?
Well, Jeff, in my opinion, I'm going to make a motion that we accept the high advantage option and go with it.
Make a motion from you?
That's a motion.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
What's the deal on the credit card holders?
With the retirement of Karen, the city holds a Spark Capital One credit card, business credit card, of which we would totally have to start fresh. And the requirement is that I have to use, if it's under, it has to be under someone's name, and I have to use my social security number. I'm really uncomfortable with that. I know it's worked, but what? Really?
That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Do all credit card companies require a social security card?
I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if every credit card company does, but I just wanted to throw that out there. That's very uncomfortable to me.
It would be to me too. Mm-hmm.
Are there other?
I got used to it. 20 years, I got used to it.
So yeah.
That's why I get real. Cautious, and I want a receipt for everything because I'm responsible for the credit cards, and they're always paid off. And
you didn't come up with an option, did you?
I did contact the bank and contacted the city attorney regarding a debit card, but the city attorney said that the state auditor is not really comfortable with that. It's not defined, and Friends and Bank doesn't allow that on public funds.
Friends and Bank would require to have your social security number.
No, they won't allow you to have a debit card for that checking account with public funds.
So it has to be a credit card, not a debit card.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The credit card requires the social security number. You can't get a debit card.
Is there any other credit card we can go with, or does it have to be through the bank?
I would like to take time to research it, but I don't know if we're going to suspend the card on June 2nd.
Well, we're going to.
Okay. Well, then.
Karen's going on vacation.
When she's out, she's out. Credit card goes.
How many credit cards are out there?
Department heads, Diana, Chad, and myself.
Do you use yours an awful lot? I mean.
Yeah.
I bet Diana does.
Amazon, travel. Yes, it gets used.
The majority is the bar.
Yeah. And Chad, when he goes into Brainerd, I would say on a monthly basis, you're probably paying about $4,000. An average of $4,000 on the credit card.
And that credit card is in Fifty Lakes' name yet?
City of Fifty Lakes underneath my name. It has to have a social security number. They do not take federal IDs. It has to have a social security number. A person has to be responsible for it.
I never even knew all.
Yep.
Does this ever come up before?
No, because I just did it. So I mean, there was. We've had a credit card since
2001.
2000, yeah.
So what would happen if we suspended it for a month or whatever that time is while you can do research? Would that really be a...
Well, and if it's a problem, I'll just do it. But I just want council to know that.
Right.
Very uncomfortable to have to do that.
Maybe we could take the time to look into another one? Or
I would love to, yes.
And then if it just becomes an issue, then we just...
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't have a credit card after. Yeah,
you do that.
And hopefully it's a short amount of time.
Well, and if I figure it out or I decide to do this in my social security number, I'll do it and you'll have a credit card.
It does take a process. It's going to take
sure
2 to 3 weeks, so you won't have a credit card for
so you won't
over
anyway.
A month.
So you won't anyway.
No, not if I've used...
I have to start all over. No.
Right. But they will have the new... If you actually do it tomorrow, you will have new credit cards, new account within 2 weeks.
Well, just, you know, take a week or two and look at other options.
Okay. I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Does that sound okay to you?
You done with that? Okay. Well, we renewed the liability insurance. That's just basically a motion.
Do you need a motion?
Yes, please.
I make a motion to approve the liability insurance. Renew it.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
What's the deal on the key holders?
With this change, there is a tier of who's called when the alarm goes off. First, it's the bar manager, then it's our maintenance supervisor, and then it's the city clerk. I just wondered if you wanted that to stay the same or if you wanted any changes to that at all.
Are the people that are on that list okay with that? Sorry.
Why would we change it?
I was just making sure that everybody's okay with that.
I mean, I am. Okay. I hope I never called because I don't want to come here at 3 in the morning.
When somebody's breaking in the room.
Right. I'm fine with it. I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Do we have a protocol or anything for people that come up here that's answering an alarm? I mean, nobody should come up here and just go into the building.
No, you can't.
Do you have cops or do you?
Yeah, you come into the park. What I would. I come in the parking lot and I sit in the parking lot until the sheriff shows up.
Okay.
He goes and checks out the building and then I come with the key and let him in and we look around. That's what happens when I come.
Okay, well that should be probably...
I don't know what Diana does.
But we should have something, protocol of some sort. I mean, we don't want somebody getting hurt.
So a procedure, you're saying?
If somebody's in there or something, you know. Okay. I used to come let my dogs in. I'd open the door and let my dogs in. And they were quiet and didn't say anything, then I'd go in.
Basically the same thing.
I wouldn't mind being one that was called either, though. If she doesn't answer, but I would be okay with them having my number, too.
We have three on the list. That's good enough. They all know what they can do and what they cannot. Leave it to be. All right. Unfinished business. Let's have it.
I've got a question. I live on Mensla Road. My name is Alice Stevie. Where are these new sirens going?
One of them will be going on the cell tower, and one will be going right out here on the other side of the building. We have professional people.
Where's the cell tower going?
Yeah. Beyond.
So the other one's going right over here. Why are you hooking up the old one?
Because it's going to take us. It's going to take us a long time to get the two new ones.
Okay.
Are they just straight electric, or is there a battery backup, or how do they?
Yeah, I don't know that.
The cell tower company has a generator backup, and so we'll probably piggyback onto them then, or battery backup.
Okay. Well, yeah, because once the power's out, that won't work.
Yeah, so it'll be an indoor, and I believe they're going to put up on the equipment. 7.5 kV generator.
Oh, that's fine.
Propane electrification on or something along those lines, I believe. There is an option because
they don't have it. It all depends on the power when they're running.
Because nobody likes it when their phone doesn't work even if they can't charge it.
What do you got?
Hi, Steve. The building to the south, or the Fifth Lake sign to the south here, that bottom banner is missing now. Somebody working on that?
Yes, the Lions Club removed it to redo it, and then it'll go back on.
So they left all the debris.
Oh, okay.
On the ground.
Good to know. Thank you.
The light's still on.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn it toward dolphins. Anything else? You have anything else, Joe?
Yeah, no.
What's the bar crowd up to?
Our crowd? This crowd?
Yeah.
Visiting? This is a presentation.
They actually are just checking to see what the heck is going on.
I'm waiting to try to check on this. I think we all have to go have a cocktail.
We didn't have anything better than we
just getting updated. It's been a long time.
Thank you for coming.
Come and have a martini.
Everybody for coming.
Yeah,
nice crowd.
Yeah, this is pretty.
Do you want to make a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
How many
years
have we gotten?
Right?
In October.